and welcome to Tuesday's MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And in a moment, we'll be having a look at the weather that we can expect for early summer. But in the news, as expected, Richard Lockhead has been reappointed to the key post in the Scottish Government of Rural Affairs and Environment Secretary. Alex Salmon says that he attaches great importance to the role that Richard Lockhead takes up again and, amongst other points, notes that sales of Scottish food and drink went up by 30% over the past 4 years. The challenges which immediately face the new SNP government include changes to the common agricultural policy in Europe and the long overdue changes to the broken EU fisheries policy. The EU are also saying that tolerances allowable for electronic ID of sheep will be nothing short of 100% in the future. Naturally, all the farmers' organisations are saying that this is totally unworkable, and it's an issue that will be sitting high on Richard Lockhead's to-do list as he gets down to business again. Now, today we're looking at the weather with our remarkably accurate resident MFR farming weather forecaster, David Kerr. David farms near Nairn and bases his farming strategy on his own weather forecasts. Today, he's looking ahead from now to mid-July.
Well, I think the general trend for the summer will be drier than average. I realise in the last few days we've had some rain. It looks as though from the following weekend it will be starting to dry up again. Because of the lack of soil moisture, the energy from the sun is not needed to evaporate the moisture from the soil, so it tends to heat up quicker, and therefore it's a continual effect of making more and more heat, so it could be quite hot eventually.
Okay, we're talking dry, we're talking hot. How long is this likely to stay with us?
From the trends that we're seeing in long-term forecasts, I think probably for well into July this time round. A slight deviation from the summers that we've had recently, where they've broken down sort of late June into early July. The crucial problem is that the soil moisture deficits will accentuate the dryness of any warm air that we get.
So if you're going to make your hay, then hay and silage boys should be thinking about getting it done early?
Yeah, I think from this coming weekend onwards, they'll hopefully see an improvement, although we'll be on the edge of some slightly more unsettled weather to the northwest, but perhaps only in the northwest of Scotland.
So there you go. And David went on to tell me that he'll be cutting his crops sooner rather than later, but he's not predicting what will happen after mid-July. But till then, it's all barbecues, ice cream, and make hay while the sun shines. And I'll leave you on that note for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.